What's going on in your life that's choking the gospel out of you? Mm. Sometimes we put ourselves in position, in places, where things that are not Christ-like are getting into us and changing our mind, right?
Yeah.
But I got a friend that lives like that. Oh, but if what does Jesus have to say about it? The question is the kingdom. Does Jesus rule and reign over your life, every area of your life? Or is he just a coach? Is he just a good guy? And so some fell among the thorns, and thorns choked it. That's the distractions of life. And oftentimes we are planted. We might even be deeply planted. We even might have roots, but we get easily distracted by the challenges of life. I think Jesus gives some of those examples further on after verse 18, talks about how money is one of those things, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of things that will choke out the gospel from your life. Okay. Yeah. Verse number 22. Says, and one, when Jesus is explaining this, sown among thorns, this is the person who hears the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth, right? Choke out the word. Don't you know God will supply every one of your needs according to his riches and glory?
Amen.
And so many times we put, well, I got to get that money.
Then I'll serve.
Then I, right. No, you don't. You really don't. Ask anybody out here with money. They ain't not
I'm not saying. Find the money, you become self-sufficient. So
well,
that's
right.
Why do you need God anyway?
Why do you need God? And I'm not saying money is bad. I'm saying what he said. Deceitfulness of riches or deceitfulness of wealth. It deceives you into thinking that it's your source. Like Jesus is our source.
Yes.
Not the ability to pay for something. And so we can be easily deceived, and we often are easily deceived by money or by the things of this world or the concerns of life. And finally, trying to stay in your 30-minute time frame is this good soil. Verse number 8, and others fell on good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So when a seed goes into good soil, is deep enough, there's no thorns or thistles, there's no rocks preventing it from going deeper, the birds have been shooed away, right? Or it's been planted, the word has been planted deep enough that the birds can't get to it. That's when growth happens. And that's the miraculous, because something you can't explain is the definition of a miracle.
Yes.
Now, some of y'all are scientists, food scientists. You can explain, you take the seed and you put it down and it germinates and all that other kind of stuff. You don't know what's going on under there. You just know that this seed that has life in it produces something absolutely greater than itself, right? Everything that tree, that plant needs is in that seed. And when it is in good soil, where it can get nourished, where it can be watered, where the gardener can take good care of it and clear the thorns and thistles away from it, then it can grow and develop, watch this, and multiply. Our goal is not to be individual, independent Christians. If there's ever a Christian that's a lone ranger Christian, watch out. Because that person is not operating according to Scripture. Right? We ought to be in community always. Watch this. And sharing our faith with others that they might come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have the hope of the world.
Yes,
and why should I hide that or hold it back? I need to share that with somebody who needs to hear it. Right. And so that is the multiplication, yielding of a crop. I mean, this Jesus doesn't go into any explanation of this line until later on. He has a whole another parable to explain good soil.
Yeah.
Right. He goes on to explain good soil with verse 24 and on down. Talks about good soil and then weeds and all of that other kind of stuff. Jesus is the greatest sermon illustrator that ever lived. So, yeah, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all are out here listening to this, number one, get yourself in good soil. Get if you're not in a church, good Bible believing Bible teaching church, connect with a good Bible believing Bible teaching church.
Yes.
And stick around, stay planted, so that God can continue to develop roots in you. Mm-hmm. And as you develop those roots, as you grow, be a multiplier. Don't just hold your fruit to yourself, because the only trees that consume its own fruit have rotten fruit.
Can you say that again?
The only trees that consume its own fruit is rotten fruit. When a fruit rots on a tree, one, it stayed there too long.
Yes.
And it starts to consume itself. It starts to go bad. It starts to mold and mildew. It starts to, right, to consume itself. Every tree produces fruit for somebody else.
Second time I'm hearing this week.
It's confirmation from the Lord. Come on now.
Wow, but that's so true. That's so true. Someone else takes the fruit. So what does that mean, like in real life application? Right? So when our life bears fruit, what does that mean? So we don't get to benefit from that fruit? I don't get to benefit from...
No.
I don't want to put the words in.
No, you should. Come on. I've been talking for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours here now. But no, that means that whatever fruit that we produce, right? Paul says fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, right? Long suffering. The fruit that we produce, any good thing we produce, is for someone else. It's not for you. Listen, the problem with our 2025 mentality is that we think I'm doing this for me, myself, and I'm looking out for number one. But the body of Christ looks out for the body of Christ, and the other body parts look out for me.
So everyone is getting their needs met.
Preach it now, Tony. You see, listen to the Reverend Dr. Deacon Tony.
Oh no,
come on. You don't need me here. You preaching.
Wow.
That's wow. See, if I'm praying for you, you should be praying for me. Yeah. If I'm blessing you, you should be blessing me, right? The body blesses the other body parts, right? You take care of yourself. Yeah. My back can't wash itself. I need my hands to get back there and do some scrubbing, right? Yeah. Because we look out for one another, and we are brothers and sisters in Jesus. We need to be looking out for one another, blessing one another. And so we all can get blessed if we do that.
I have a question.
Sure.
Verse 8, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Come on, man.
Why were they different if they all fell on good soil, on good ground? Does that have to do with, like, speaking as a scientist now?
Come on, science.
I'm an engineer, but scientist, okay. Does that have to do with the capacity? Why is the capacity different? Because the word is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever.
Yes.
In every heart, in every human.
Yes.
So does that have to do with where that person is at? Because we see people, like, in reality, we see people who have been in church for such a long time. And let's be honest, still gossip, still do the wrong things. Over and over, they keep asking God for forgiveness, and they keep going back to the same thing. And we see some people who are getting better on their journey, right? So does that have to do with capacity?
I would say that every person is different. God individually created each one of us. He knew each one of us as a soul before we were ever even conceived. And so everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a calling on their life. Mm-hmm. And so my call is different from yours. Mm-hmm. Yours is different from mine. And the word of God is the same, but it produces different things from each one of us. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. you know, every one of us is unique. Every fingerprint is mm-hmm. unique, right? And so we shouldn't judge mm. myself. I shouldn't judge myself or by anybody yourself. Else's, mm. right? Mm. Because God has given me what's for me to produce. Yes. He's given Tony what's for you to produce. Mm. And so, yes, some are going to look like they produce more, but mm. maybe yours are sweeter. Mm. Right? Or this one is more ripe or something like that. Mm. Everybody's got something that they're producing. Yes. So don't judge yourself by somebody else.
Yes.
Continue to produce. Yes. But here, let me throw this in there for free. All of this for free. if something grows too fast, that means that it is sick. Mm. There's a difference between growing and swelling.
Word. Yes.
If something on your body swells, you need a doctor.
It's a growth. You gotta find me. Yeah.
Right? Cancer grows to take over the body.
Yes.
And it grows and fast. That's why you gotta catch it early. Mm. Or it will, right? It will take over. And so watch out for things that grow too fast. Watch out for churches that grow too fast. Mm. Watch out for people who were, you know, on the corner slinging dope, and next week they're the preacher. Like, wait a minute, you need to go to school. You need.
You're shaking tables. You're shaking. Pastor Gary, I have an objection to that. I have an objection.
Come on.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. But I know someone who was a cultist mm-hmm. in college, like, and he had an encounter. Like, I think he had an episode where he was drunk, and then he, based on what he said, Jesus appeared to him. And he became an evangelist, and he's still going strong.
That's awesome.
But also, like you said, you mentioned something. You said you need to go to school. I think he definitely had years of training.
Good, yeah.
So there's definitely a process.
There's a process.
Yes.
There's a process of growth. And you submit yourself to leadership and growth, right?
Yes.
That's what we have. We have too many people mm. who don't want to sit under leadership and grow, but they want to lead. And there is no good leader who did not first spend years following.
Yes.
You have to take time to follow before you can actually lead, because you need to learn. You gotta get the bumps and the bruises. And so I know God can do all things. But you look in this scripture and you find me somebody who didn't have a mentor, somebody who didn't go through a schooling process, somebody who didn't go through trials and tribulations. Mm. You can't lead somebody where you've never been, or else you lead them to destruction.
Yes.
So be careful. Be careful.
What you don't have.
That's right. That's right. So so when you see something growing 60, 100, 30-fold, Just watch where that fruit came from.
Yes.
Just be careful for your own well-being.
Yeah. I have another question though, and it's so looking at the church. I know the first time I came to Mercy, the moment I stepped in, I was like, I want to be on the worship team. And then I started serving. What is your take on people coming in, and then writing they want to jump into volunteer? Do you think that there should be like a Bible school or something to just have an idea of where the person is at? So this is one of the things I do for the young ladies that I mentor. I send out a form.
Okay.
Like, for how long have you been born again? Just so I know who's coming in and where they're at. And so do you think, I know we've probably talked about this in meetings before, but like, do you think it's necessary or important for them to come in first and then get situated in the word, like know where they are before they jump into the workforce? Or you think it's, you do everything together?
I believe in on-the-job training. And so I believe that everybody has been gifted by God to serve the body. Yeah. Now, there are some areas of ministry that we don't lay hands on swiftly, right? just because you say you pastored at another church, I'm not going to let you come in and preach. Just preach on the, in the sermon, yes, right? Because you say you taught a class, I'm not going to let you lead it, right? Because you're feeding the sheep, and my responsibility is for the sheep. And I need to make sure that you're not a wolf in sheep's clothing. But in other respects, I think that one of the best ways to get to know a church is to volunteer.
Yes.
And true, so you because you get the behind the scenes look, and you say, are these people that I can actually grow with? Are these people who actually believe in the same Jesus I believe in? Because there's some folks out there believing
another kind of
Jesus, right? But that Jesus is, you know, not the Jesus of the Bible. You just read the story. You need to read the story of Jesus for yourself, not just what somebody tells you about Jesus. Because there's a whole lot of people out there just trying to get either the money out of your pocket or get you to join some political movement, or or they're trying to gain power. It's a lot of false doctrine out there. But as long as you're reading for yourself, you'll see, and you can measure up. As a matter of fact, I encourage people to do this. Like every time I preach, go read the chapter that I preach from, and make sure I'm preaching right. Now there's a way to go about and say, "Hey, Pastor Gary, I got questions." Don't just stand up on Sunday and be like, "No," but make sure the word that you're hearing is from this book.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yes, every man should know God for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that whatever Pastor Gary preaches on Sunday should inspire me to want to go back, like you said, to want to go back and read again and read and read. And I can't take that just for the whole week. You know, I need to continue to break it down as I go. I go into the week, go back and read and be like, oh, he said something. And then, you know, that's how we grow. And I always think, when I think about reading the Word of God, I think, if I just have a meal on Sunday, I'm going to be hungry the whole week. And
whole
then,
week? That's good.
So I'm a growing. And then, like you said, when it's the same thing applies to our body in a way. When a fruit stays too long on the tree, starts to eat itself. That's what happens to our body when we begin to lose weight. Like, your body's trying to find nutrients somewhere, and then they're not getting it. So it's like they're taking all they can from the reserve.
That's right.
And so at some point, we're going to run on empty.
Yeah.
And we don't want to wait till then. So we don't want to wait till when we're running empty, because then that's when the sun comes, that's when the birds come, that's when there's so much pressure from outside. So you want to make sure that you're fortified.
Preach. You can pass the offering plate now. Y'all send your plate. Y'all send your offering to Tony. What's your cash app?
Send it to Pastor Gary. He's the boss. Wow, yeah, this was good. This was really good. Yes.
But before I end, I'll say this to give some people some hope, because there's a lot of hard things that are in this parable. That's why a lot of preachers don't preach it. That's why I started off with, because preachers don't want to alienate their audience and make them feel like, oh, well, I'm so terrible, I shouldn't even be at the church. If you are looking at these different soils and trying to find out which one am I the path, am I the rocky soil, am I in thistles, or am I a good soil, evaluate your own life, because I believe that you are all four. I believe that all of us have some of all of these in us. That there are some places in our lives that are so hard, some places in our lives that our hearts are so hard, that we are rejecting Jesus in that area of our lives. He is not the king sitting on the throne in that area of our lives. And then there are some places that are so soft and tender that Jesus can just speak a word and we'll praise his name, fall over, do whatever to honor him. And so examine yourself, every area of your life, because every one of us has a little dark corner somewhere that the light needs to shine in. And so all of us are on this process, this plan of growing and maturing in Jesus. And so we just, little by little, step by step, is the definition of progress. We want to make progress in Jesus. We want him to continue to progressing us so that we can be more and more like him. in our lives. And there's hope in that, you know. Yeah. There's great hope that Jesus is not done with me yet. Mm. And he's definitely not done with you.
Mm. Yes, amen. Oh, well, you heard the pastor. Find a good community. be established in community and grow.
That's yes. right.
And God has a lot to do with us and in us.
Yeah.
As the body of Christ. And I like how you said we, you know, the hands need the eyes to be able to, you know, for illumination.
Yes.
Right. And the legs also need the eyes to see, you know, where it's going. So we all need each other. We need one another. And wherever we're at, God loves us and we are still the body of Christ.
That's right. That's right. That's good stuff.
Yes, thank you.
Good
Thanks
job,
for being
Tony.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm grateful to be here with you. So thank you for the invitation.
And thank you for clearing out your schedule. I know you have a lot on your plates, but I appreciate it. And I'd definitely love to have you again. So maybe next year.
All right.
Yeah. So we've come to the end of this. I hope that you're blessed. I was really blessed. I listen more and I always love to listen to Pastor Gary. So sorry if I was quiet today. if you're watching this and this has been a blessing to you, I hope that you subscribe, like, share with someone else who needs to hear this, and pray that the word continues to dwell richly in us. In Jesus' name. Pastor Gary, do you want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah. Father, we thank you for this time that we had together. Whether it's online or in person or wherever we are right now, we know that you can cover us. And so we call on the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, would you tenderize our hearts, and would you till the soil that your word would go in deeply and grow deep roots so that we would be productive for you. Help us, God, to overcome any barriers that is preventing us from going deeper in your word. Remove any barriers that's keeping us from sharing your truth and sharing our story of how you've blessed us. We just pray that you would continue to be with us throughout this day and throughout the week, and bless our homes, bless our families, and our goings and comings. We just pray that you would have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.